da 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 for a great Chicago show. We can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hooley, we're back here on a beautiful night in Chicago.
A little windy here on the river.
Cooled off. The humidity's gone. It's gorgeous summer night.
Hey, we're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. You're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. You ever miss a show, folks, on a Saturday afternoon, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday at SkinnyHooley.com. And we're glad you're listening.
Yeah, we're glad everybody's listening. You know, I meant to tell you, to Father Hurley, he was going to come on next week.
Yeah, I got a call from Bridget today. She goes, October 7th? I went, what?
Yeah, but anyways, he's got a busy schedule. You know, he's got St. Pat's, and he's always...
So he's going to do September 30th?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, good. That's good. Yeah. That'll be good.
And we got Joe Ahern next week.
Joe Ahern is next week from the...
100 Club.
The 100 Club in Chicago. It's a great job.
Good.
So, but anyways, the summer's flying by fast now, Hooley.
Yes, it is.
We don't have anything to cheer for. The Sox are doing good, and the Sox are doing bad, and the Cubs are doing good.
You know, I'm going to that game September 13th. The Ronnie Marasso gave me that parking pass. I haven't used it all year, and now I can use it.
Oh, yeah, you're going with the group of...
I'm going with Patty Fadden's group and halfway to St. Patrick's Day. And
what day is it?
Saturday night, September 13th. It's the same day as your 5K at Midway. Is that a Saturday?
It's a Sunday. September 13th is a Sunday.
Oh. Well, no, September 12th is the game.
Yeah, September 12th.
September 12th is the game.
You're just a day off.
Okay.
Go there. You'll be the only one there.
I'm going to do the 5K, too.
Are you good?
But I'll be hungover when I do it because I'll be at the Sox game the night before.
Yes, of course you will be. So,
but that's an easy walk.
Right. Yeah. You should bring your granddaughter. You should bring Charlotte with you. Push her along.
For 3 miles? Well, I don't know about that.
Well, she'll be pushing you.
If she stays overnight, I'll have to bring her.
Yeah.
She and her brother's getting his cast off Friday, Mikey.
I'll
bet he's going to be walking within 10 minutes after he gets that off.
Yeah.
He's only 11 months. Quite a character.
It's been a busy summer. Hey, you know what? We got a lot of great Chicago traditions, Irish traditions. We got someone here tonight with us that's going to talk about.
Are you talking about Peggy?
No, I'm talking about Sean Brennan.
Oh, yeah. We get to the guest, Sean. Our guest is
Sean Brennan. That's sitting in front of you, okay?
He's the writer, author of Bridie's Boy, which is a terrific book. I just finished it about a half an hour ago, believe it or not. Sean, welcome to the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Thank you. And pleasure to be here.
And he grew up in Oak Park, the 10th of 11 children. I know all about this guy because
and all the older people know who this is. They don't know they know who it is, but they do.
They do?
Yeah, people that used to...
Oh, tell them why. Tell them why they all know who it is.
Because this is one of the Brennans that was for every St. Patrick's
Day.
Easter
Sunday, yeah.
Every Easter, you guys would all get dressed up. Your mom was Bridie, right?
My mom was Bridie.
And your father was who? What was his first name?
Thomas Coleman. Thomas Brennan, excuse me.
And they were all dressed up, and they all had their
his dad
top
made,
hats and
his
suits.
His dad made all those outfits.
Did he really? Yeah.
Designed and tailored them from 1946 to 64 for all 11 children.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Amazing guy.
Yeah, and you were in the paper every year.
Back page of the front section of the Easter Monday Tribune. We would parade in Chicago's Easter Parade on Easter Sunday, and the Tribune would come out and photograph us in our different styled suits each year, and then the family picture would appear on the back page of the Trib the next day. It went worldwide, got pretty famous from it.
Where was the Easter Parade? What street did they mark?
Michigan Avenue. We always stopped in at the Drake. The big candy cane cathedral that they used to have in there.
Yeah.
And the old ladies that sat in the library all the time fell in love with us when we were little kids.
That is great. That is great. But that photo, those photos, the
now
one that's on the cover
of the
book.
Now, that's got to be you with the green carnation, right?
We had to distinguish myself on the cover.
Sure.
So we thought we'd color the carnation. Yeah. Originally, I put a halo over my head and broke it in half to kind of indicate my mischief behavior. But that got vetoed, and we settled on the green carnation.
So tell us about your mom and dad and your family.
Two fantastic people. My mother was an immigrant from County Mayo, Kilshima. Landed in the United States 2 weeks before the great stock market crash in 1929. Wow. On October 9th, which turned out to be my birthday in 1951. My father was just a fantastic guy, very creative. He was an oil man on the west side of Chicago back when people used fuel oil. And he was one of these people that was all about doing. In one of the chapters in the book, one of them's titled The Great TV Wars. And
yeah, his dad did not want a television.
We begged him and begged him and begged him, and finally the priest at the rectory felt sorry for us, gave us their old TV, and we wheeled it down the alley, brought it into the house, and that ignited the Great TV Wars.
Tell what did he do when he was so mad at one point?
Well, he finally agreed to let us have it. The only caveat was that we couldn't watch it while he was in the house. When we broke that rule, he started to steal the tubes out of the back of it and hide them in his dresser. It didn't take us long to find those. And when we then he started to cut the plug off the
he
end
cut
of it.
The plug off.
I love it.
And we started splicing plugs back on. On Thursday nights, it was an event for us. We'd roll the TV into a walk-in closet. There were nights there were 9 or 10 of us in there watching Elliot Ness and The Untouchables.
Oh, sure.
Wow, the
you
great
know
TV
what, though,
wars.
That's why
it.
You became a writer, because your dad didn't want the TV around. He was right, yeah.
Your dad was very smart.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was great. I mean, he was prophetic about his whole attitude towards television. He used to say how passive it was and that it's going to be the ruination of America. And
he was right.
Yeah, he was right.
And And then when you guys were living on the west side.
West side of Chicago, Our Lady of Sorrows Parish.
Okay, and then
that's
he
church.
Bought the house in Oak Park, right?
Bought the house in Oak Park. We were, it's one of the only basilicas,
yes.
I think, in the city of Chicago. I was just there 2 weeks ago, and just as a little plug for Our Lady of Sorrows, it is the most magnificent church if you've never seen it. It's breathtaking. They do tours. They have a museum there. I would highly recommend people stop in and take a look. One of the towers burned down. I think it was 1983, if I'm not mistaken. It was ordained a basilica in 1956. But it's just magnificent.
Yeah, that's where the novenas began, right?
The novenas to the mother, sorrowful mother.
Right.
And that was one of the reasons they made it a basilica, by the way. But my book opens, the first chapter is my mother and the three of us as little lads leaving the novena and walking down the dark streets of Chicago. I won't tell you what.
That's a great story.
Yeah, I won't tell you what happens, but I guess you're going to have to buy the book for that.
Wow. His mother protected them. There were some bad characters on the west side, as there still are, as you well know, Skinny. The neighborhood was changing. And his mother was ready to take these guys on.
To protect her lads, she'd take anyone on, including you, Huli.
No, it's a terrific book because the love of the. It's all about family. It's just a terrific book.
That is great. Well, I do a lot of running, and I run a lot of marathons. I'm going to Dublin, as a matter of fact, in another month or month and a half to run the Dublin Marathon. But we always run out west, and I've been in the Basilica 20 times. It's fantastic. It's one of the great, great, great churches of Chicago. There's so many great churches, but that's our favorite. It's fabulous, fabulous.
Yeah, and not too many people know about it, so.
It's
good to give a plug tonight.
And you then moved to Oak Park, right?
Oak Park in 1957, when the neighborhoods were changing. That's when we moved, and one of the themes in the book is moving out to Pleasantville Oak Park. We were kind of ruffians from the city and being dropped into Pleasantville Oak Park.
And what was the name of the house?
Clunmore, which was the little farm village that my mother grew up in, which is adjacent to Kilshima. And the day we bought the house, my father made a wooden poster that he hung over the front steps, and he hand-painted a Clunmore. And that was up there for until we sold the house, and it's always been referred to as Clonmore.
Is it still
Susan
there?
That's her Susan.
It's still there, and it's a magnificent old wood Victorian that the guy we sold it to was an old woodmaker, and he completely redid the whole house. It's magnificent looking.
That's great. Susan Nichols, grandparents, or grandfather, I think it was, Bob Dylan's father, was from Kilshima.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So, Bob, if you're listening, I know you listen.
Yeah. The real Bob Dylan.
The real Bob.
So how does somebody get the book if they want to get Bridie's Boy by Sean Brennan?
It's available on Amazon. I've done an extensive amount of book club appearances.
Okay.
I've done an appearance down at St. Xavier University, one at National Lewis University. So I'm available. The website is www.bridiesboy.com. Send me an email, and I'd love to come to talk to you about it.
Okay.
Well, Hooley's pretty good at that. He knows how to sell books.
Oh, I wish I knew more about it. I told you I got 50 books in my closet still in a box.
Yeah, but you started out with how many, 2,500?
I made a big order. I was very ambitious.
Well, I'm honored that you took the time to read Brady's
book. No, I loved it. And let's talk about some of it, because there's a lot of the adventure. Every kid goes through these adventures, but it's different when you have 10 brothers and sisters and a mother from Ireland. And, you know, it just puts a whole great spin on it. And, you know, it kind of reminded me in some, you know, you don't sugarcoat it either. And it gets a little bit kind of like Studs Lonergan there. You're familiar with James T. Farrell? Okay, so there's some of that in there, too. Fighting with the priests at Fenwick and stuff. And it's really a terrific book.
Well, you know, while I was writing it, that was a bit of a dilemma.
Sure.
You know, whose toes are you going to step on, et cetera.
Yeah.
But the overwhelming reasoning in my mind was it's a memoir and I want to tell the story the way it happened. So if I offended anybody, my humblest apologies, but I think those are the parts that people are really going to enjoy.
Well, you know, Sean, what I always say, if I've offended anybody, you can kiss my big fat Irish you know what. Hey, there's William Tang, Skinny.
Hey, William. Here,
yeah. All right, so you have that. There's another great story. His brother Tom, kind of reminds me of your brother Marty, was a guy who fixed stuff and was, you know, and he, during the Summer of Love, 68, he wigged out, and the next thing you know, he's in San Francisco where you had your sister was living.
Correct.
And you and your buddy, was it Reno?
Reno Ray, right.
Oh, is he still around?
He's still around. He's in a Medicaid facility, but I just visited him this week.
I thought you were going to see he's in a mental institution.
That's what I thought he was going to
say. Yeah, no one would take him.
okay,
no, he's a great guy, funniest guy. He was...
So how old were you and Reno when you guys went to Frisco?
We were between sophomore and junior year in high school.
Okay, so these two...
dropped in on the Summer of Love out there.
They're crew-cut altar boys, and they wind up in the middle of Haight Ashbury. It's very funny.
Yeah.
I won't give you the whole story away, but...
it's pretty funny.
It opened his mind.
Yeah.
Terrific. You know, the interesting thing about the book is... Yeah, I've read a lot of books, but when you find yourself crying when you're reading the book, that's a good book, you know? I mean, it affects you. Just because it's about his mom and his family and everything.
Yeah.
But it's well told. And
those were great times, though, weren't they?
Nothing like it. People ask me about my childhood all the time. And
sure.
I guess the best way to describe it was we didn't have much, but we had everything. And we had everything because of Bridie and my father.
That's a great line.
It was just so entertaining, so creative. Always something going on.
Right. Well, I have 8 brothers and sisters, 6 brothers, and my father was from Limerick. And hey, man, it was crazy growing up. Let me just put it that way. I mean, in our house, it was like
one thing after another.
One thing. The police were there every other Friday night. There was it was like here comes those Sheehan boys again. My brothers, they were playing, you know, they played football and stuff at Carmel or at Mendel. 6 brothers graduated from Mendel, and everybody was fighting. I don't know how my parents, I swear to God, I don't know how my parents did it. I have no idea. And we never hit anything either.
I don't know how any of them did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's what
just
I mean.
The physical thing of having, for a woman to have that many children. It's
right.
Like, holy cow.
Well, I think the panacea is humor. I know that's what existed in our house that was far and above, you know.
Oh,
what,
sure. Yeah.
Forges through most things.
Now, and then when his dad died when he was 55. What were you? You were in high school.
I was a senior in high school. Yeah.
So all those kids, And his mom had to go out and get a job, you know. But I just want to read you the quote that his mother said to them after his father died. You guys are in high school. Lads, we've been dealt a bad hand. There's a challenge in front of us, the likes of which we would wilt most. I want you to hold your head high, try as you've never tried before, and remember that your thoughts should caress not what we lost, but what we had.
Oh, that's great.
It is. God bless your mother. So, I mean, that was great advice for a kid. You know?
Yeah.
And
you know, I've carried that with me my whole life.
When she said that, yeah.
Yeah. And it was so prophetic, and it really helped me get through that time in my life.
Get you through everything.
And it's really important. I did. I concentrated on what I had, not what I lost, and you know, thought about how fortunate I was that I had him for 17 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
What an amazing
and
guy.
What happened? Was he sick? Or
he had bad asthma, and he used to take an inhalator.
Yeah.
We found out later, and I think back in those days, they actually, whatever medicine they put in the inhalator, shocked his heart to produce adrenaline.
No.
You know, it
kidding.
Actually didn't. Yeah, right. And over the years, it damaged his heart.
Now, where do you live now?
I'm in Long Beach, Indiana. Moved there in 1997. I'm married to my beautiful bride, Joan Marie Moran from Oak Park. We have two children, Eamon and Devin, and couldn't be happier.
And it's a great book. Now,
it's the Irish Riviera, you know that. Long Beach.
That's an oxymoron, the Irish Riviera. But you come in to do book signings and stuff like that. I mean, you're certainly.
I do. I am a financial advisor in my other life, and I'm in the city almost every day.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
So I do a lot of work.
Do you take the train in or drive?
No, I drive.
Yeah. You got the right time. It's not bad at all.
Yeah, the South Shore is kind of a stagecoach.
Yeah, it is.
And,
the train, yeah.
Hope they're not listening. But no, driving is actually a very easy commute for me.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of adventures in the book about girls, first meeting girls, and just terrific stuff, I got to tell you. There's an innocence to it as well.
Yeah.
So I want to tell everybody, go read this book. It's just terrific. Bridie's Boy, a memoir by Sean Brown.
You'll see it when you see it. You'll know who they are.
Yeah, the cover. The cover has all the kids and the whole family on Easter Sunday. Yeah.
It's great, great, great picture.
Just one little note on the back. There's a little blurb on the back. The family was comprised of five girls all born first and then six boys all born first.
That's a great line. Yeah.
And when we used to go out have our picture taken, the photographers were, and the newsmen, the journalists were all mystified by that. And they used to ask my father, how'd you pull that one off, Tom? And he got tired of asking the question. One year he said, well, we just flipped the mattress.
And then the boys started coming. That's great.
That is really
all right.
Good.
Best of luck with the book.
Yeah, thanks so much for stopping
gentlemen,
by.
Give us the website again.
It's www.bridiesboy.com.
Right.
I'm in the phone book. Please give me a call. I've done a lot of women's book groups. They're easily my biggest fans. I think probably because of the theme, the motherhood theme that runs through the book.
It's a terrific, it's a great Mother's Day gift, actually.
And
do you do readings then from the book?
Yes, I do a little bit. Mostly I'll tell stories and then a little bit of reading like the one you just did today.
Yeah.
I try to get a tear out of them.
You got a lot out of me, I can tell you that. Yeah.
And you know what? This same story was being replayed on the south side and on the north side and all the Irish neighborhoods and all the great parishes and everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was the same basic values and whatever.
Right.
It's just that's great. Great, great. Story that I really look forward to reading it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure to be here, and all the best.
All right. Thanks, one last thing. Go to the parishes, too. You should go to all the parishes on the south side and the west side.
With their book clubs and
stuff. Yeah, the book clubs and the women's clubs and the men's clubs. They'd all love this. They would love it.
I'll do that. Thanks again.
All right, thanks, Sean.
We're
going to
take
a little
break.
All the best, as my mother used to say.
All the best. Sean Brennan, Bridie's Boy. Check it out. We'll be right back in a Skinny and Hooley Show with these words from our friends.
Everybody's Irish at the Fox Valley Irish Festival. River Edge Park in Aurora is bringing back the biggest Irish party in the Chicago suburbs. The second annual Fox Valley Irish Festival on Saturday, September 5th. Bring the family for activities all day and stay for live music featuring the Plowboys and Blaggards. What shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Come ready for Irish dancers, whiskey tastings, bags, tournament, petting zoo contests, and lots more. Tickets, just $10 for adults and $5 for kids. Go to RiverEdgeAurora.com. That's RiverEdgeAurora.com. Everybody's Irish at the Fox Valley Irish Festival.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. 15 members of the family still work together every day. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. They're price competitive, and you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your garbage is our bread and butter. Call Brian Flood today at 773-626-5800 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 23 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 708-436-0011 or visit them online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Beautiful night here in the river. Skinny having a blast. A lot of laughter.
Great. My brother Tucker just came out.
I saw him, and I saw Katie
Dunn. My niece
Dunn,
Maeve, yeah. And Katie Dunn, and William Tang is here.
I saw William. Special. Peggy Lombardo is here.
Yeah, Peggy's
Kathy
over there.
Kathy Taylor is here
holding court.
The Irish Fellowship Club is well represented.
Right.
Okay, can you please give me a hand with this door?
Don't have a heart attack. Holy for God's sake. Oh, my gosh. Kim Kardashian bears her baby bump while working out on the beach with Chris, Chloe, and Courtney.
Who cares?
Sandra Bullock is dating a super hot photographer.
Who cares?
Chelsea Clinton goes snorkeling with Diane von Furstenberg.
Who cares?
Rosie O'Donnell's 17-year-old daughter, Chelsea, found by police.
Who cares?
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner ride Dumbo together at Disney World.
Who cares?
Caitlyn Jenner lives up to his social media queen title with Celebratory Teen Choice Awards pick.
Who cares?
Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, said his perception of women is really misunderstood by the public.
Who cares?
Scooby-Doo is coming back to the big screen.
Who cares?
Big fat Josh Ostrovsky is getting clobbered on social media for allegedly plagiarizing jokes.
Who cares?
Donald Trump wanted Princess Diana to be his trophy wife.
Who cares?
Kris Jenner breaks down while confronting Caitlyn, says, "You're not so sensitive to the family you left behind."
Who cares? cares?
Caitlyn Jenner and Chaz Bono work with Chance Drender Youth at Children's Hospital.
Who cares?
Kim Kardashian calls out Caitlyn Jenner for hurtful comments about Chris.
Who cares?
Finally.
Kate Middleton, Prince William, speak out against unauthorized photos of Prince George.
Who cares?
Close it up.
Close it. Get Caitlyn in there.
Skinny, let me give you a boost. Let me give you a boost. Get that latch at the top. Can you reach it? Can you get it? Thanks.
It's just about got it.
Very good. Thanks.
I got Rosie O'Donnell in there.
Skinny, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue in the old neighborhood, and I look in the window of any of those great bars like Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or Rhino Bar, or any of them, Cullinan's, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff.
You know,
the mist.
It seems like there's so many people that are getting sick and passing away or whatever.
You know why that is?
We're old.
Yeah.
But Tom Fitzpatrick, our alderman.
I couldn't believe when you told me that.
Yeah,
I didn't know about that.
Alderman Fitzpatrick from the 19th Ward, his son, Tom Fitzpatrick, who was 71. His wife was Jan Phillips. They lived in North Carolina, Hooley. Grew up at St. Barnabas, Brother Rice.
I talked to him on the phone just a couple of years ago.
Really?
I was at their cousins in Peoria. They own a bar, Jimmy's Bar in Peoria. They're related to the Fitzpatricks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a great family. He had three children, two stepchildren. He's got, what is it? There's 10 Fitzpatricks, isn't there?
Nine or 10.
And
Mike is the one I know best. He's my age.
Yeah, one of them's.
And Denise.
And one of them is married to Gene Callahan, the guy I know. And,
yeah.
But Tom worked for the Chicago Park District for many years, and then he moved to North Carolina. So he'll be missed. A great neighborhood. Great family.
Tommy,
another one of those great families.
Yeah, absolutely. Skinny Ann Gibbons from County Mayo, beloved daughter of the late James and Ann Gibbons. She was County Mayo. We know there's a big Mayo audience out there, so God rest her soul, Ann M. Gibbons.
And she was a retired nurse. She had 11 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Buried on Tinley Park, so.
God rest her soul.
And one other thing, Holly. I know we talked about... the funeral that you just went to, it's...
Oh, Buddy Rules.
Buddy
it was
Rules,
terrific.
Yeah.
We all sang the Carmel Fight song. His son, Brady, gave a great eulogy.
Yeah.
And Timmy Finnegan gave a great eulogy, too.
I heard the exit song was Show Me the Way to Go Home.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, from Jaws.
They had his Carmel jersey there. And,
that's nice.
And then, you know what they did? You know, his daughter, Amy, lives in the house... where her grandfather,
Budell,
Tom Cavanaugh, Dr. Tom Cavanaugh, who lived across the street from me. So we went to the block party, and I'm standing in front of the house I grew up in.
Oh, is that crazy?
It was wild.
Yeah, but that was unusual. They had like a block party after the funeral.
They blocked off the street, I'm sure thanks to Alderman O'Shea.
Right.
For Buddy Rule's funeral party.
Yeah, that is just great.
And then I went to Ken's afterwards with Froggy and Mary Ellen Foley, and was that a blast. You know, sometimes going to a funeral can be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, they did it right.
They did.
Dorothy Quinnavalli, 89. She was married to the late John. Anyways, Dave is a member of the Chicago Fire Union, Local 2. That's her son, Dave Quinnavalli.
Okay.
His mother passed away, and I saw some people that knew him. She was buried from St. Walter's. And Joseph Patrick Dean.
Right.
90.
91.
91 from LaGrange. Seven children. St. Francis Xavier's in LaGrange. He's buried at Holy Sepulchre. He's board of directors and a big volunteer out at Gaelic Park, Holy.
You're right, he was 90.
And he was from where, Holy? County Mayo.
County Mayo. He was a member of the Gaelic Park Players, where our friend Barney Farrelly is very involved. And,
real good guy. So say prayers for people that are sick or that have passed away.
Also, Margaret Moore.
Oh, I miss Margaret. I forgot.
91. Beloved wife of the late Thomas Joseph Moore. Mother of Thomas, Michael, Peggy, Maureen, and Kevin. Her Irish wit, her artistic soul, and love of family and friends will be dearly missed. God rest her soul, Margaret A. Moore. Okay. So we're closing up the crypt there. Let's take a little break, and we'll be right back with Ron Butera and Mary O'Keefe Tordek.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the South Side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the South Side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a Southside Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle Jimmy, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicago. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River at Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. It's just a short walk from our studio for the Skinny and Hooley Show, so we spend a lot of time there Friday nights after we tape the show. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
And we're back, Hooley, on the Chicago River.
What a beautiful night, yeah.
Beautiful night. It's a nice autumn night, actually. It's very cool out here. We got a great group here tonight. A couple of the...
We got Mary O'Keefe, Tordek, and Ron Butera. Welcome to the show. Marcy, I'm sorry. Couldn't read my own handwriting.
Marcy, he went to Carmel, okay?
Oh,
can't
I get
read.
It, I get
okay,
it. You got it.
How dare you?
Well,
welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Now, you guys got a fundraiser coming up?
Oh, yeah, we certainly do. We have a fundraiser coming up Sunday, September 13th at Bunker Hill.
Where's Bunker Hill?
That's
in Boston, isn't it?
No.
That's, well, yeah.
Yeah, there's one there.
That's near Milwaukee and Hearts Road. That's actually Niles right there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's up Forest Preserve. And that's September 13th on a Sunday.
And you're you're doing something for ovarian cancer.
Yes, it's a 5K dog walk for OCSA, that's ovarian cancer symptom awareness. And
we're going to raise some funds.
Yeah.
And the reason the dogs are coming is because the dogs have been very helpful in identifying it, right?
Yes. Actually, the woman who started our board, Susan Roman, owned the signature room at the 95th floor.
We had somebody on the show.
Rick Roman's wife,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I know Rick. Yeah.
They're good friends of ours. And Susan was one of my best friends, and she her dog discovered her cancer.
Wow.
Wow, that is, yeah. Uh-huh. So, we talked about this before. Were you on before with us?
I haven't been, no. But I listened to it.
But they did a fundraiser at the Heritage Center.
We've done a fundraiser at the Heritage. We've done a couple up at the Signature Room.
Okay.
And we've done four dog walks out in St. Charles. And now we're going to bring one to Chicago.
Oh, that is
so great.
Now,
how does the dog let you know that you have it? I mean,
so I went to the University of Pennsylvania because we're supporting a dog out there that's being trained to sniff out ovarian cancer.
Ah, yeah.
And it's remarkable what they're doing with dogs out there. There's three that are being trained. And that's why I flew myself out there, because I had to, you know, in order to buy into it, I wanted to make sure I agreed with it. And it's happening.
So you could see it in action.
I could see it in action. It was pretty cool.
And what does the dog do? Bark or what?
No, it walks around this almost like a merry-go-round. And the plasma or the blood from an ovarian cancer patient is right in one of the little receptacles. And when it reaches there, if it's doing its right thing, it stops there, sits, and puts its paw up on it.
Oh,
The accuracy rate right now is 97.8%.
That's amazing.
Oh, my
gosh. It really is.
That is
really
amazing.
It really is.
You know, ovarian cancer is a horrible, horrible cancer.
Horrible. Yeah. Horrible. So the goal is to get, what our board does is we want to talk about the symptoms. We want people to know what the symptoms are.
What are the symptoms?
Bloatedness, again, we're talking women, okay, but oftentimes women are bloated, but I'm talking about bloated 28 days of the month as compared to maybe 3 days of the month. Mm. Frequent or infrequent urination, heavy-duty headaches regularly, and lower back pain all the time.
Yeah.
And women have a tendency to ignore those symptoms, so our goal is for women to understand what those symptoms are, get to the doctor as soon as you can, and we're also, like I said, we're paying for a dog to be trained to sniff out ovarian cancer, which, you know, people say, is the dog going to come into our gynecologist's office and sniff us?
I'm glad you said that.
You were thinking that. I know you were, Julie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Right?
Absolutely.
First time I thought that, too. I was like, well, all right, I'll do what I have to do. But no, they're going to actually develop a blood test. They're going to do first the dog's nose, then an electronic nose, and then develop a blood test.
That's why everybody's bringing their dog.
That's correct.
In simpatico. Basically.
That's right.
Yeah, that's kind of
cool.
But you don't have to bring a dog.
You don't have to bring a dog.
No, and we only want dog-friendly people and dog-friendly dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't want to get bit.
Right? No, we don't want any of that. We don't want any of that. But you know what's interesting? Hot Doug,
Hot Doug's he used to have the great...
Yeah, he is he's our gourmet chef that day.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that'll get people out.
That'll get people out.
And what do you pay to be part of the 5K? You donate?
Yeah, it's $30.
Yeah, no kidding.
$35.
$30, you get to walk, beautiful day, and you get the hot dog.
You
get
to see contributing to a
wonderful
fabulous cause.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great idea. How did the other ones go, the ones you did in St. Charles?
You know what? Probably not as well as the one in Chicago. Smaller community.
Right.
We know a lot of people. You know, who has hot dog come to things, you know?
Right.
So in the Chicago Fire Department's coming, too, because they also have a initiative going on where they're having their members and the families breathe into a mask, and they're sending the mask in an encased bag up to Canada. And there's a man up in Canada who has four dogs that have been trained to sniff out cancer, not necessarily ovarian cancer, any type of cancer. And they're having a lot of luck with that. There are two people in the Edison Park area, which is where I live.
Yeah. Great neighborhood.
Early onset cancer, and that was discovered by this initiative the fire department's doing.
Really?
So they're coming that day to show what they're doing.
Yeah.
Tommy Ryan's up there, right? You know
Tommy Ryan's up there, yeah. Know
good
him well.
Guy.
Know him well. So Mike Butkus is actually the guy that's coming. He's from
Mike Butkus, any relation to Dick?
Nephew.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. He's running the initiative for the fire department, so he's coming up.
Okay. What's the website? You got a website or what?
We do.
What is it?
OvarianCancerSymptomAwareness.org.
Okay, write that
down. It's a mouthful.
OvarianCancerSymptomAwareness.org. Yeah. And it's Sunday, September 13th. I imagine you're starting early, huh? 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, we're having check-in at 8:30. Ron, what are we doing? There's a Clarette, who is the Northwest Side Jazzercise instructor. She's coming to do warm-ups.
Oh, that's a cool
And then
idea.
At 10 o'clock, we're going to walk.
Yeah. And then you're done.
Are you going to the Forest Preserve, Ron?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got involved. I had a real good friend, a dear friend of mine, we lost to ovarian cancer last year. And I saw what it did to her. You know, it was not easy to watch. She was a great lady. I have three daughters. I have three granddaughters with a fourth granddaughter on the way. And, you know, it got me to thinking about them and what I could do to help. And I right away, I've known Marcy for years. And I asked her what I could do to help. That's how I got involved. Yeah. You know, you think of it as a woman's disease, but I saw what it did to her husband.
And family and everything.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was really hard to watch. Hard to talk about, even to this day after a year. So.
Yeah. But they've made a lot of strides with the ovarian cancer.
We are. Yeah. Because they say we're 3 to 5 years away from having this blood test that will detect early onset.
Yeah.
So.
Because I remember there was a woman I worked with, Kathy Osterman. I don't know if you remember.
Sure.
The alderman.
And I was her number two person in the mayor's office, and then she got it, and God, it was just horrible what
and
I saw her go through.
It was quick with her, too.
Yeah, she was 48. It was
wow.
Horrible.
Yeah.
December 8th, I still remember, 1992.
The Feast really of bad. The Immaculate Conception.
Right, but it was just, what it did to her was just, holy Lord. Yeah. So you remember that, but at that time, which was 1992, which seems like yesterday to me, but it was 23 years ago, whatever, it was basically a death sentence then.
Correct.
You got that. It was like there was nothing they could do.
Right.
So, anyways, it's
still a tough disease.
I know.
But we're making strides. But, so this year I'm a 24-year breast cancer survivor.
Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah. So I know that the women that went before me that gave their lives for breast cancer research, you know, I'm here because of them. So people wonder why I'm not pink, why I'm doing the teal thing, because ovarian cancer is teal. And I just think awareness is so important. That's, you know, I'm around because other people made it important in their lives, breast cancer. I'm going to do the same thing in honor of Susan Roman for ovarian cancer.
Yes. Your friend.
And the Kathy Ostermans you know, for
some
sure.
Some of the other people. I know other people, too. Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible thing. What was the woman at Saturday Night Live that got it?
Hilda Radner?
Yeah.
Did she have ovarian cancer?
Yeah. It was horrible.
Boy, she was a big talent, too.
She was. Yeah. She was so funny, too.
So it's Sunday, September 13th at Bunker Hill. Mm-hmm. And what's the website again, Ron?
That is ovariancancersymptomsawareness.org.
So after the race, and everybody gets their hot dogs and all that stuff, and there's a band playing and everything?
No band there, but there is going to be an after party at the Iron Horse on Northwest Highway in Norwood Park.
Do you think maybe the band at the party would play, "Who Let the Dogs Out?"
Ooh.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. Just the idea of the dogs.
Julie is the only person I know that laughs harder at his own jokes than anybody else. That was good, Julie, though.
Thank you. I was trying to figure a way I could work there.
It worked.
So you don't have to bring your dog to
you
the
do
thing.
Not.
But if you want to, yes.
Please.
Encouraged,
sure.
Yes. Okay. And that makes it more fun. Yeah. Okay. Well, we wish you the best of luck with it.
Thanks so much for coming
on. One more time with the website.
That's ovariancancersymptomsawareness.org.
Unfortunately,
you'll leave that for us, so we'll talk about it in the next couple weeks.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Unfortunately,
the website is
a lot of families are. Everybody has a connection somehow to ovarian cancer, and that's so they're out there listening right now. So we want them at that. At the 5K walk. So.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
For sure.
For your friend. Do it for your friends.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And do me a favor, okay? Just be nice to Kathy Taylor, okay? She picks on us a lot, but we try to be nice to her, okay?
She's wild about you, too.
Yeah, she is the best. She is the best.
All right, thanks, Marcy.
Thank you both
thanks so much.
We sure appreciate it.
God bless you and good luck.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
They're doing good in the hood, Huli.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Very good.
Everybody's Irish at the Fox Valley Irish Festival. River Edge Park in Aurora is bringing back the biggest Irish party in the Chicago suburbs. The second annual Fox Valley Irish Festival on Saturday, September 5th. Bring the family for activities all day and stay for live music featuring the Plowboys and Blaggards.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
Come ready for Irish dancers, whiskey tastings, bags tournament, petting and zoo contests, and lots more. Tickets just $10 for adults and $5 for kids. Go to RiverEdgeAurora.com. That's RiverEdgeAurora.com. Everybody's Irish at the Fox Valley Irish Festival.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Hey, we got two of our favorite people here. Kathy Taylor from the Irish Fellowship Club.
Hello.
Maeve Sheehan from Lurie's Children's Hospital. They still call it Children's Hospital?
Yep, Lurie Children's.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi. Skinny's
Hi.
Niece.
Skinny's niece. She does a great job over
there. Are you the
there.
Fundraiser over there?
I am. Well, I'm one fundraiser okay. over right. there, one of many.
Anybody you win the lottery out there, call Maeve.
Exactly.
Make a drop at the hospital. How are things going with the Irish Fellowship Club,
great.
Kathy?
Great. Yeah. A lot of events.
You had your president here with you tonight.
Yes, she just left. It's kind of cold out.
Okay.
Peggy, so she just walked.
Peggy Lombardo. Peggy O'Ryan.
Peggy Ryan Lombardo.
Yes. We got to get that in there. We don't want to confuse anybody.
I was hoping she'd take me to Gibson's afterwards.
She would have.
So everything's going good with Irish
yes.
Fellowship. You guys are always busy.
We went on a trip.
Oh, you went to see Chris.
You're in Hyannisport.
I saw
the Kennedys.
With Eamon Vaughn and the Kennedys.
Yes, we went sailing, and we went back to Chris Kennedy's home, and Ethel Kennedy was there. And
was she really?
Yes. Had
dinner
with her.
She's still doing good.
She's great. Great.
Yeah.
She sails every day.
Was she really?
She really?
She goes out every single day to sail.
And I saw that the Rory, his sister, did the documentary on Ethel.
Yes, great.
It was great.
And
really?
The Vietnam one.
Yeah.
She was there with her husband, and Robert Kennedy was there, Robert Kennedy Jr. and his wife.
Oh, wow.
Teddy Kennedy Jr. and Max Kennedy.
So it's unbelievable, Kathy. You were just going up the steps to stardom. You were with the Kennedys, and now you're on Skinny and Hooley.
How did Eamon Vaughn get in there?
He's on the board of the Irish Fellowship.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Oh, that is great.
But this is my dream right here, to be on
Skinny and Hooley Show. Of course.
The best of the best.
You know, Eamon is a sponsor of the Irish American Movie Hooley, Emerald Loop, so I want to mention that. Eamon, thanks.
Eamon's a great guy.
He's a terrific
great,
guy.
Great guy.
Yeah. So what do you got going, Maeve?
Maeve, now, how long have you been at Lurie?
4 years now.
Come on.
I know. I've been bouncing around. I was on events, and now I'm doing major gifts, so working with individuals on their giving.
And
so
you went right there after you got out of Villanova.
I did, yeah. I started as an intern there. It's hard
good
to believe.
For you.
I know.
Good for you.
I know. It's been good.
So, and are they raising any money? I know it's a gorgeous hospital.
What's Comer Children's Hospital? Is that a different hospital?
Yeah, a different hospital. There's a few children's
but you're
hospitals.
You're involved with Anne Lurie, right?
So she
gave
she named
million bucks.
Yep, made a $100 million gift to name the hospital.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tried to get her involved in the theater, but she went another way.
I did.
She's a good woman. She actually, the day we opened, she was there handing out books, and she's just a really down-to-earth person. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're lucky.
And what about how many beds are there? How many kids?
288 private inpatient beds. We see about 173,000 visits a year.
Now, is this the old Children's Memorial?
It is. It is. So Children's Memorial Hospital was in Lincoln Park, where Fullerton.
Moved, right?
Yeah, and we had a big move downtown to Streeterville in 2012. So. It was an exciting time, and it's great to be in a state-of-the-art facility. We had been there for over 100 years in that location in Lincoln Park, so it was nice to kind of be on the campus of Northwestern and all of our academic partners.
Cool. Yes, well, I try to get Maeve to enter the St. Patrick's Day Queen. We're all judges.
Should. Yeah. No.
She should have, and she won't do
she's
it.
She's beautiful. Yeah.
She's got queen. She would be. She's like, oh, no, I don't
want
to.
We don't have any clout with the plumbers anymore. So. Now, what's the big event coming up? The Christmas?
Well, one second. What is weed? When you get a mouse in your pocket?
Me then. Fine.
Our Christmas luncheon.
The Christmas luncheon. I saw Boz O'Brien Friday night at Ken's, and he said, I'm all set. He's ready to go for it.
We have got we get like 1,200 people.
Yeah.
It's probably the biggest.
It's the biggest event.
Everybody wants
Irish
to be
American.
There.
Can you make the program longer? That's the only thing I would like.
I try shorter and shorter every year. I try.
No, it's a
Did
great
you ever hear what they set up? You should tell us, the guys. You know what how a speech should be?
I tell them.
It should
Brevity
be,
is the soul of wisdom.
No. It should be long. It should be like a woman's skirt. Long enough to cover the subject, short enough to keep your interest.
Yeah, very good.
I'll have to tell them.
Yeah. Because they all get up there.
I know. It's their big day. It's
I know.
Big day.
And you're going to have a new consul general.
Yes.
Or
a woman.
McGreen. Yeah.
First woman.
Yeah, that's great.
Which will be great. She'll be at the Christmas
We just had Eamon on.
2 or 3 weeks ago.
I know. I miss him.
He was terrific. He was
one
terrific.
One of the greatest.
You get the podcast. SkinnyHooly.com. No, he was a good guest.
No, he really was.
Yeah.
Now, Maeve, are you an Irish citizen?
I am. Yes.
Are you really?
I'm going to Ireland in a couple months. I'm so excited.
Oh, Skinny. I'm going October 1st. Skinny's going the end of October.
I'm going
in
October.
In the middle of October.
Are you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
The middle of October.
Like October 8th, maybe a little before.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be coming back October 8th. Yeah.
I'm the 16th through the 21st or 22nd.
Where are you going?
So I'm going to go into Dublin and then over to Dingle, and then stop.
Dingle's fabulous.
Yeah, Dingle's beautiful. Then stop in Limerick to see our family.
The Sheens.
Yeah, Sheen clan will be.
And the Nixes and the Sextons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where are you going, Kath?
I'm going to Dublin, and then just travel around with my sister.
Just the two of you having a blast.
It'll be great.
October is a good time.
I know.
To go.
Yeah. It'll be a great time.
Yeah.
Very good time.
How long are you going to be there?
Probably about a week.
Because Skinny's doing the marathon on the 20th.
Maybe I'll do the marathon with you.
Yeah, that'd be good.
What are you doing, the 22nd?
The 26th or something.
Oh, I'll just miss
In Dublin,
you.
Yeah. Nora's going with me. My daughter,
great.
Nora.
Isn't Father Hurley going, too, I think?
He's going. Father Hurley, Bridget's going.
Right, I heard. There's a lot.
We're going to hook up with them.
Oh, he's
that'd
going that week, too.
He's got that. He's got a big trip.
He's going to be on our show September 30th.
Yeah, he's going to be our guest September 30th. So he can
talk
about
that.
No, September 30th.
Oh, I thought it was next week.
We were going to have him next week, and now he called today.
Oh, okay.
So anyways. But this is what you do down in the Skinny Holy Show. You
this
come down,
great.
Have a few laughs. And
it's a blast.
It is.
And come down on a Wednesday night. Look at their boats are going by. See all
I know, it's
people,
beautiful.
It is a beautiful night. Now the wind died down. It's turned out to be a beautiful night. Hey, you know what?
It's kind of a sad night, though.
Sad night. Sarah Hand is...
Sarah Hand is leaving.
She got a full-time job.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
She got a real job.
Oh.
She manages Fido.
Okay.
She taught Maeve at the Council General.
She taught her children.
Gaelic.
Great. Yeah.
Wow.
They were in love with her. When they came on the show, they went crazy that she was here. It was great. She's tremendous.
How long have you been on our show? A year? 1 year.
She's the best. Okay. She's got a great story about her grandmother. She'll tell you about it.
Oh, yeah. That's a funny story.
Well, you guys, thanks so much
for having us on.
Yeah, thank
you for
having
us.
Thanks for
All right,
on
good.
The
thanks
Holy
so
show.
Much. And we
wait,
will.
No, we can't leave you. We got another minute.
I want to mention about our. We got to raise September 13th, too, Holy.
That's right. The 5K.
The 5K at Midway Airport. Yeah. You can walk, you can run, whatever. Just come out there, do it. It's for Special Olympics. It's all going to be good. Got a lot of big things going on, a lot of good gifts. Hooley's got his movie.
Don't forget the Irish-American movie, Hooley, September 25th, 26th, and 27th. We're all going to be at the Siskel Theater. We'll watch these great movies, and then we're going around the corner to the Emerald Loop Thanks to Eamon Vaughn, and we will all have a hooli.
And thank you, all of you, for listening, and thanks to all of our sponsors. We really appreciate it. And
we will
see you later. Bye.
The Skinny and Hooli Show is recorded in front of a live audience.